All right, there we go. We'll start over there. Welcome to 99.1 SHAP Radio, KLCT, LP, Lubbock, Texas. You're listening to Raymond Richardson.
And Lisa Fraze.
And we had a few technical difficulties as we started, but you know what? We have a Brennan Riker in That's studio. Right.
And he's awesome.
And he always helps us. This is the seventh episode of SHAP and Radio show. So if you're listening live on 99.1 SHAP Radio, thank you. If you've picked this up on the LCU podcast, we really appreciate you tuning in. You want to talk about our listeners?
Our listeners.
Yeah.
Okay. We're encouraging everybody to tune in.
Yeah.
Every month we do this about the, I think it's usually about the last Thursday of every month. And so we get on here and we do some interviews of some really cool students that we have here at LCU. We also do some interviews of alumni from the past, and we talk about the events coming up, and we talk about community partnerships sometimes. And so it's a really great place to get some great information and some stories about LCU.
Last time, we actually challenged our listeners to text in on our cell phones to see if we had any listeners, and we did have some.
A couple from our office. Yeah. That was awesome.
My wife did.
I don't even think my husband did. But anyway, we have some really great people in our office that listened every time we do this, and so it's been a really fun show.
However, today is the start of March Madness.
Yes.
And so I'm not sure that they're listening because we actually have the games on in our office.
Yes, we do.
I saw a lot of people moving their computers and desks and chairs out in front of the TV to, quote, get work done.
Yes, you can get a lot done. Probably a little more motivating when you, get watching those shows and those games, and it could really kind of pump you up. So
let's talk about March Madness for a second. So our women's basketball team and our men's made it to the dance. Really proud of them. They had such great years. Went to the first round, and we lost in both games in the first round, which was heartbreaking. We lost to Fort Lewis on the guys' side, and we lost to Colorado Mesa on the girls' side there in Denton. And really good years. I hate to see the basketball season end.
I know, it's so fun, and we did have a watch party.
Yeah,
at
we
the
had
Rip,
a, and we it had was a watch a, party. Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. A lot of people came out, had a little tailgate out there for them in the rain, but it worked. Served inside, but they had a lot of people come. We had a big screen. We watched the women play against Colorado Mesa. It was a really fun time for those who came.
We'll talk about Johnsonville in a minute, but we spiced it up a little bit for this tailgate. We did some ribs, some baby back ribs, and I think our fans kind of like those.
I think they like those sometimes. Yeah, they like them. Yeah. I'm not sure if they like them better than the Johnsonville sausages, but I think it rivals pretty well.
And then we went up to Canyon and had a good tailgate, got to see a lot of our Amarillo Canyon friends, alumni up there for that tailgate.
A really good showing for that game. So
everywhere we go on the road, we have a good showing.
Yes.
I'm so proud of our fans.
Yes. Willing to move and watch our girls and boys and support them pretty well. So,
hey, so we have a couple guests in studio today who will join us after the first segment. Two students and that are just the best. We have a lot of good students, but these two are pretty special. So we'll introduce those in segment two of the show. But now let's talk about what's going on campus. So this is the week after spring break. It's cool. It's rainy on campus today. What's the vibe like on campus today, Lisa?
It seems that, I've seen some people on campus given tours, and I've seen, but it is a little more laid back. But it's also, today is the day that we do LCU for LBK. So there's going to be a lot of people off campus this afternoon serving in different ways in the community at the community resources. So, yeah,
that's a cool day that we just actually let out all the classes in the afternoon. I think the students are over at the rec center for lunch right now, and then they go serve. So like my daughter, Leah, she is going to a nursing home with the choir, and they're going to sing all afternoon for the residents of that nursing home. Mm-hmm. I know that we go to a lot of different places. Yeah. I don't know how many, but
I don't either, but the one I can think of from last year was when they were packing food boxes, things like that.
South Plains Food Bank.
Yes.
All that's coordinated through the Lubbock Volunteer Center and our student life group, but special day, cool day for LCU.
Yes. And tomorrow we have a big event on campus. I wanted you to talk a little about business as a calling.
Yeah, that's through our School of Business and led by Dean Tracy Mack. We have Kathy Young coming to town. She's actually from San Antonio, and she is probably one of the best bakers of cakes and cupcakes and all kinds of things. But she's located out of San Antonio, and she's going to be talking about how God works in her business, how faith and business come together, and how that's an important part of her business is what's God doing in my business today. So she's on her way up here. I think she's bringing some treats for the luncheon tomorrow, but we expect 200, 250 people for that event throughout the community. That event's sponsored by First Bank and Trust. Really thankful for their sponsorship. I think one of the very first Business as a Calling, so we may go back 10 years, First Bank and Trust came, and they're like, hey, we like this. Mm-hmm. This is what we're about. We want to be involved. And so they have sponsored that event for many years now and continue to sponsor that event.
And they always bring in really, really good speakers. It's leaders in their community and outside of our community a little. I know we had people from Amarillo, the mayor of Amarillo, 1 year.
Southwest Airlines.
Yeah. I mean, Dave Marcinkowski was there for Madeira. Just a lot of good leaders. And so it's a really good time just to sit and listen to how they incorporate their faith into their business.
So really, when we look at the calendar for Lubbock Christian, and really kind of through the lens of our students, we have a month left in this semester. So the month of April gets really busy for our students because we have year-end awards. We've got all the things that happen at the end of a full year, a calendar, academic year. And so let's just kind of toss a few things out there that are coming up in April.
So we definitely want to remember our cheerleaders. They're going off to Daytona, and they do their competition there in Daytona, and they'll be leaving that weekend of April 6th. I think they actually leave. And so we are going to be doing a tailgate for them before they leave. And so that's one of the things that we want to support them as they go off and do this competition that they work really hard for. Actually, I see them every morning that I go into the spin class at 6 a.m. and they are always there already working out before I get there at 6. So I know they get there probably at 5:30. They do that on a daily basis by now, trying to get ready for that competition. So we're very proud of them. They have done very well in the past.
The Office of Health Professions. So if you are a doctor, veterinarian, science major, biology major, chemistry major, our sciences have done a good job of bringing all of the alum back on an annual basis for the Office of Health Professions celebration dinner. And they always have a keynote speaker, but that's Friday, April 5th in the evening. It's a dinner. So if you haven't seen anything about that, get on the website and look for that, because that's coming up. Scholars Colloquium. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right?
I think so.
Yeah. I'm not going to repeat it because I think I got close enough that I don't have to repeat it. But that's a very much academic-centered event that our students present at. We have guest speakers. That's the week of April 9th through the 12th. When that's coming up on campus. Talk about the fish fry. I always like to talk about these.
Oh, so if you have never been to a Jerry Franklin fish fry, now is your chance to come and experience that. It's going to be Thursday, April 11th at 5 o'clock, probably like 5 to 7, and he is going to be here doing a fish fry that is amazing. He has done so many of those on campus so far. And this is just another chance for you to get out and experience this. He is the master of fishing and then doing a fish fry for it. So,
you know, Jerry was so instrumental. Jerry Franklin and his wife, Linda, were so instrumental in the beginnings of the tennis program, or bringing back tennis to LCU. The clubhouse at the Penny Gullo Tennis Center is named the Jerry and Linda Franklin Clubhouse. So this fish fry is actually going to be when LCU Tennis is playing UT Tyler. So this all takes place at the Penny Gullo Tennis Center.
Yeah.
A lot of tailgates coming up, but let's talk about the 18th, because that has to do with students, community partners, President Circle, our board of trustees that has to do with a lot of people. So let's go through the 18th.
So LCU has a contract with Johnsonville Sausages, and they give us a crazy amount of sausages every year. They donate to us so that we can use those doing alumni events, doing just events around town, things that we need to do on the road. They are so good about letting us have their product, and they work with United Supermarkets, and they allow us to they provide things for us as well. And so we are doing a Johnsonville Appreciation Cookout. And the thing about this is that they are coming on to campus, and we will be making this kind of a big ordeal that day because we want to show them how much we appreciate them. We also want to appreciate our community partners that we have, President Circle, staff and faculty. All of these people are invited to come to this. And so we are going to do things like, is that brat eating contest we're going to try to do.
Yeah, and like the hot dog eating contest. Maybe some of our guests will enter that contest.
We're looking at y'all.
There's some really big prizes for that.
Yeah.
I actually got the prizes yesterday from United Supermarkets, and it's a $150 gift card.
Wow.
That goes a long way with
that
our students.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Does.
I mean, it may cost you a little bit after eating 15 brats. And
a couple of some stomach aches, but yeah.
But really, that's going to be a really fun event, and it's an appreciation across the board our faculty, staff. It's the end of the academic year, and so we celebrate everyone at once. Mm-hmm. One of the things that we'll announce at that deal is
Community Partner of the Year.
Yeah.
So.
Do you want to say that yet? No, let's not say that yet.
That's exciting. So we'll be having that I think we said it was going to be from
11 to 1
or 1:30 or so. And it'll be hopefully in the mall area. We're hoping that the weather is good that day so that we can have this an outside cookout. So, and then we'll have Shap Radio kind of hosting it. We did this a little bit of it last year and presented our Community Partner of the Year. We had staff, faculty, students, all of that showing up. So we're stepping it up. We're stepping up our game this year, so I really encourage everybody to come out that day, April 18th, on a Thursday.
I think we're prepping for about 1,500 people.
Yes.
So, students, we want you to come out. We want you to be a part. We want you to bring your friends.
Yep.
And
staff and faculty, you need lunch, so we got it for you.
Hey, there's a lot of other things on the calendar, but there's only so much time. Let's jump down to April the 30th, and this is an actual event that's going to happen in Houston. Every year, Mark Lanier brings the Lanier Lecture Series to LCU, and we're kind of doing the opposite. We're taking Dr. Jesse Long, a smart guy of the Old Testament.
Archaeologist,
mm-hmm. just a great mind, spiritual mind, holy mind. He is actually going to be presenting at Lanier's place on April 30th on that evening.
About David and Goliath.
David and Goliath.
Yeah. And then we're going to have a praise and worship there time as well. It will be Derek DePriest and his praise team at Bammel Church of Christ that will show up and lead us in worship in this chapel. I think the acoustics are going to be amazing. You cannot get any better of a presenter probably than Jesse Long presenting something he's passionate about. And so I think it's going to be a really good night, 7 to 8:30 that night in the chapel in Houston. And so we are really wanting to invite anybody who is in hearing distance of this to come and be a part of that exciting event we have.
The Valley of Elah is where David and Goliath had the battle, had the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen many times in Israel, Jesse reenact with different people that battle between David and Goliath. And he knows this topic so well. And he will do such an amazing job down at Mark Lanier's space in Houston. So we're looking forward to that.
Yes.
Be a part of that. And really, I think there's only about 200 seats in that chapel.
Mm-hmm.
So space will be limited. We'll be sending signups out probably in the next week or so.
Yes. Getting all those details finalized right now with the Lanier Theological Venue. And so what we'll do is we'll put it on the lcualumni.com website for y'all to go in there, look at all the details, and do an RSVP so we can make sure we have everybody have seating.
All right. Well, that wraps up segment one. Lisa, thank you. The next segment, we're going to talk to our wonderful guest. Mm. So let's take a break and we'll come right back. You're listening to 99.1 SHAP Radio.
Welcome back to 99.1 SHAP Radio and the Shappin' Show. This is Lisa Fraes.
And I'm Raymond Richardson.
And not only do we want to keep you informed of what's going on campus, we also want to share some student stories that we have here. And we are excited about our guest and that we have here in the studio with us and talk to them about their time here at LCU. And today in the studio we have Chloe Menard. And I'm going to let Raymond talk a little about her and introduce her.
Well, I'm going to let her introduce herself, but Chloe... And our other guest is Tanner. We'll do more of an introduction of Tanner in a minute. But Chloe, thanks so much for being on the Shappin' Show. I'm sure you have listened to all six episodes prior to this.
Yeah, I have.
Yes, you have.
Y'all have done a great job. Uh-huh. They're so good.
Hey, Chloe, you're from Graham, Texas.
Yes, I am.
And your classification is?
I'm a senior.
Okay, let's talk about your major and what you do on campus at LCU and why you even chose LCU.
Okay, so I am a linguistics major. I'm studying speech and language pathology. So
wait, time out. What's that mean?
Linguistics, if you were to define it, it's the scientific study of language.
Okay.
That is the definition for it.
So are you judging Lisa and I as we...
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually observing y'all for a project right now, but y'all are doing great. I mean, so I'm a linguistics major, but I'm studying speech and language pathology. So after this, the plan will be hopefully grad school to be a speech and language pathologist. But my time here at LCU has been great. I am involved in volleyball and Kappa Phi Kappa, but really what brought me to LCU was volleyball. I mean, I've known about it forever. My dad came here for a little bit, and I came to basketball camps here and stuff with Coach Gomez, and he's great. And so I have always really loved LCU, but what brought me here was volleyball. But I never really thought, I mean, I was excited about it, and I wanted to go to a Christian university. That was kind of like my goal, was to go to a faith-based university to play volleyball, but I didn't really realize I would be impacted as much as I have been just through the community of LCU and everything that has brought me, all the friendships and just all the great mentors. So I'm very thankful. I'm here.
So I know some people from Graham, okay? So that's where you went to high school.
Yeah.
And I've heard a few rumors that you were as good in basketball and maybe even track as you were in volleyball. So is that true? And why did you choose volleyball?
I don't know if I could say that's true or not. I loved basketball and I loved track. I mean, I had a great track team. We had a really good relay team. We went to state, which the girls I ran with were incredible and so fast. So it was so fun. But I think just early on, I chose volleyball over basketball. I will say through the years here, though, I've always been like, I wonder what it would have been like if I played basketball here, because it really would have been so fun. I mean, I love volleyball, and my time here on the volleyball team was great, but sometimes I do wonder, like, what if I did both, or what if I chose basketball? But I just think early on in high school, I decided I wanted to pursue a college career in volleyball. I liked it just, like, a little bit more.
In 2016, when the Lady Shaps won the first basketball national championship, there was a young lady named Kelsey Hopple that played on that basketball team, and she also played softball. So she was a two-sport athlete. Did you ever think about that?
Like doing that?
Yeah.
Or did I? Yeah, I did. Especially when I got here, I was like, oh, I really think I could have done it. Just, it's not, which I'm sure it's like so hard and so time consuming, but I definitely thought about it. Even in high school, I did a little bit, but I feel like in high school, I didn't know if I could actually do it. Like, I didn't think it was possible to do. But when I got here, it was definitely like a thought that ran through my mind the past several years.
So I know that, Chloe, you have been on the Student Development Board with us in the past. And y'all, she is so good at presenting to these companies that we go out to. And from the very first, you were always so well spoken. And that makes me wonder, what is it that drew you to the speech therapy? Is that something that kind of drew you? Just tell us a little about that.
Well, What drew me to speech therapy was I have a little brother who had a speech impediment. And so it kind of like sparked my interest in it and just like figuring out what that actually is. Like, what is my little brother going to? Like, what does this mean? And so I learned a lot about that in high school. And then I did some shadowing in high school and decided, okay, this is what I want to do. So yeah, that is definitely where my original interest came from, was through my little brother, which is really cool.
Yeah.
So, but it's been fun. It's been really, really interesting getting to shadow and just talk to a lot of people who are, in that career. And I always hear good things. I never hear anything bad about it, whether it's work or school for it. So,
yeah. Hey, Lisa talked a little bit about Student Development Board. You did that last year. Is that right? Last year?
Yes. My junior year.
Can you talk about what that was? Because not our listeners don't know exactly what that is. What that was, what it meant to you, was it good for you, all those kind of things.
Yeah. I love the Student Development Board. It's something I never thought I would do, but it was so fun, and it was definitely out of my comfort zone, but it pushed me to be able to speak in front of businesses and people who may or may not be intimidating, and they're going to give you feedback, whether it's good or bad, and that's something that everybody should be able to take. And so it definitely taught me a lot about myself, a lot about my presenting skills, and just being able to come up with a proposal and present it to a lot of different businesses and business people.
So what was your project?
So I was doing the extension to the Rip Griffin Center, the new practice facility. And I originally, well, I don't know if they still do this, but they had us pick two projects. And that was one of them. That's the one I wanted to do. And so I had a partner through this too, which was really nice because we could, he was on the basketball team, so we could kind of go through our ideas together and be able to present together from two different perspectives, but also two different sports, just to show how needed it was and is. And so, yeah, that was our project, just to build the practice facilities for the Rip Griffin Center, because it is something that is so needed. Being here for 4 years, I definitely saw how much of a need that it is. Mm-hmm. So
that project is coming to fruition.
Yes.
Just
yes.
About the time that you graduate.
I know. That's okay. I'll get to stand back and watch it happen and watch other athletes get to experience it.
We have some of our alum that will listen or are listening to this show that came here in the 60s and 70s and 80s. What to you, Chloe, makes LCU special? What's made your time special at LCU? Because they have their memories. I wonder if they're the same. So talk about what makes LCU special.
For me, it's the community of LCU. Like, I talk about this a lot with my friends and with Tanner and stuff, just how important the community is here and how much we need community. And that's what I'm going to miss most about LCU, is just how special this community is. And I love how it's, first of all, it's a private Christian school. Like, that's the best part about it. But also, it's small, and so everyone knows everyone. And that's something I'm definitely going to miss, but I'm definitely going to take with me as I go on to different things in life. So
yeah. So as we think about that, you're leaving.
Yeah.
You're graduating.
I know.
So there are people who will be coming in as freshmen next year. What kind of advice, since you've been here 4 years, would you give to somebody coming in as a freshman next year?
Yeah, just to be intentional with your time here. Don't be afraid to plug in and talk to people. There are so many people here who want to get to know you and who want to help you, because college is hard. Like, it's not easy for anybody. So definitely just get yourself involved, and don't be afraid to push yourself to do new things, because like, I promise you, like, you will grow or learn a lesson or whatever it is in whatever you're doing here.
Yeah. And like, you've been involved in a lot of different things. It's not like you just came in and just did college. You did your social life and, you know, and things like that. So how is it that you were able to organize all that and be involved in all of that and still do well in your academics?
I mean, discipline, honestly, you really have to discipline yourself. And I think being a student athlete, you can't be a student athlete unless you do discipline yourself. And so I've learned a lot through the past years of how to handle all of that and how to be able to do all of it to the best of my ability, is just disciplining myself through all of it.
Yeah.
Chloe, have you made friends? Have you made a lot of friends?
Yeah, I have.
Lifelong friends?
Yes. Yeah. They're great.
Are you friends with Tanner?
A little. Like,
you know that
not
was,
much.
You know that
he's
was going to come
pretty far
up.
Down on the right. List, honestly.
You know we invited Tanner and Chloe together for a reason, right?
Yeah.
I did have the courtesy to ask Tanner just a second ago to make sure y'all were still a pair and a thing before I put it out on the airwaves.
So
I know, that would be really embarrassing.
Oh, gosh.
All right, tell us what a typical day at LCU looks like for you.
Kind of depends. It's a lot different now than it was the past few years because of volleyball. But I have like a class a day. I'll go to chapel. I'll hang out with my friends. You know, it's weird because I feel like I'm not doing as much now, even though I still kind of am. But it's just not having volleyball anymore. It's like, I feel like I have so much free time. Mm-hmm. But like during volleyball, it'd be different because I would have practice and weights pretty much every day, plus classes, plus traveling or whatever it is. But
and
now
then did you go right into a Master Follies?
Well, yeah, that's different too, because February and January were super Kappa packed. And yes. So that was also different. My life looked different then too than it does now. But Follies was so fun. I am so happy I did
and
it.
And y'all won. Congrats.
Yeah, thanks. Clean sweep. But yeah, a day in my life right now really is, it feels simple, honestly.
Okay, what time are you getting up in the mornings?
Like 9 o'clock.
Oh,
it's great.
Nice.
It's great compared to like the 5 a.m. Yeah. wake up with the 6 a.m. practice.
And where do you live?
I live off campus, like okay. 5 minutes from okay. here. It's like not bad at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Pretty one simple. Class a day.
Pretty much. So I have every other Tuesday night, I'll have class.
Okay.
So it's.
How yeah. many hours are you taking right now?
14 or 15, I think.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But you're wrapping it up for mm-hmm. your whole four-year career here. Yeah, so.
I am.
Do you work on campus or do you work? No, not right
no,
now.
No, yeah. I don't.
You yeah. really haven't had much of a chance because of everything you've been involved mm-hmm. with. This is just a slower pace right,
right
now.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
What do you have for thoughts on your career after this?
I don't know. I mean, the plan, like, I still have, like, 3 more years of school.
Okay.
So, I mean, I would love to just get a fun, like, little part-time job until I have a real big girl job, but I don't really know exactly where I would want to work when it comes to speech therapy.
Like at a hospital or rehab or education.
Right. Okay. I think I'll figure that out during grad mm-hmm. school clinicals, but when it comes to just a fun little side gig, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see where I go with that.
Favorite all-time LCU professor?
Oh, my goodness. They're all so good. They really are. I love Dr. Laughlin. He's great. His class is also the hardest class I've taken here, but it was so fun. And he's an incredible man, first of all. He's awesome and he loves his students and it's so evident. He's a man of God and, he shows that in his classes, but yeah, his classes are great and they're really interesting. And he's just an awesome guy. So.
Hardest professor, you would say Dr. Laughlin.
Okay. Yeah, Dr. Laughlin.
So your favorite and the hardest one is Dr. Laughlin.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's great, Chloe. We're going to wrap up segment 2 and move to segment 3 shortly. But let's stop for a second and say thank you, Chloe.
Yeah, yes. Thank y'all. Aww. This is so fun.
So fun to have you in here today.
Well, I mean this to both of you, and I'll talk about Tanner in a second, but you've left your mark here very positive way. And not only with volleyball, but just your involvement and your influence on campus, you've made your mark.
Thank
so thank you
so much. Yeah. Thank y'all.
We're going to miss you.
I'll be back. I'll come see y'all.
Oh, good.
Well, let's take a break and then we'll come back. You're listening to 99.1 SHAP Radio. All right. Welcome back to the SHAP and Show. You're listening to 99.1 SHAP Radio. We thank Chloe for being a guest on the show today. Chloe Menard from Graham, Texas. Now our next guest is Tanner Higgins, also a student at LCU who is very fond of Chloe Menard. Tanner, we're thankful that you're on the show today.
Thank you all for having me.
Hey, so let's start out with kind of introductions. So who you are, where you're from, what brought you to LCU?
My name's Tanner Higgins. I'm from Lubbock, so I didn't move too far into the dorms my freshman year. I am a senior finance major. What brought me to LCU, honestly, I grew up around LCU, and my parents went here, actually, and they met here, and so thankful for that, or I wouldn't be here, obviously.
I've heard you say before that you were born here, but you really weren't born here.
No, I was not.
Okay.
But
TMI.
Honestly, we don't need to go down that path. But I really just went down kind of this path of trying to figure out where I wanted to go, and God really answered my prayer with a Cornerstone scholarship. And so that's really what brought me here, was that scholarship opportunity.
Yeah. Was there really any other choices for you? With your parents being here? And
honestly, I really did consider tech, just because of that's where 95% of my friends went from high school.
Yes.
And that's where it was going to be cheaper.
Honestly. You know, a lot of people that their mom and dads may have gone here and involved at LCU, sometimes the kids want to go to a different place, like kind of spread their wings and go. So was that a thought process?
No, I 100% experienced that, especially, so my senior year was actually the year that COVID hit. And so when you get your senior year, basically the end of your senior year stripped away, kind of makes you reevaluate, like, hey, what do I exactly want to do? Do I want to go be different, go on my own path and not just follow in my parents' footsteps? And so I really was considering going to Texas Tech until I got the call from President McDowell that I got the Cornerstone Scholarship. And so I was like, okay.
And you've really been able to be your own person, right?
I mean,
it's 100%. In your brain, it's probably like, I don't want to go there because mom and dad went there. But then you get here and it's like, no, I'm Tanner Higgins. Yes. You know, I'm my own person here.
Exactly. Yeah. You're able to make your own story. And I mean, LCU it's changing. I mean, it's still the same core principles, but it's changing. My LCU experience is different than their LCU experience.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I always say about freshmen, I mean, we talked about that with Chloe a little. Coming to college for the first time is the only time in your entire life that you can totally change who you are. Mm-hmm. You really can. You can, if you were, I don't know, like this nerdy little person in high school, you can come to college and nobody knew that. So you can be a totally different person. And that's one of the things I always think about for freshmen. It's such an exciting time because if you were, you know, you struggled in high school, it could be a totally different experience here. So, and I'm gathering that could have been the same for you. I mean, even though you didn't leave the city, all your friends went somewhere else. So you made all new friends here.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly.
And you have done an amazing job, both of y'all, about getting into campus life and being leaders on campus. I mean, what a great example y'all both are to leadership.
You.
So tell us a little about what you've been involved in while you were here.
Let me think. I've been president of Alpha Chi the last 2 years. That's been awesome. I've really loved doing that. I've been in charge of intramurals the last 2 years and doing all the scheduling and refing for that. The last 2 years, I've also been one of the assistant directors for orientation, and then pretty much done summer camps, encounter, and champion every year that I could. So I never went to any of the LCU camps as a high schooler, actually, which is kind of funny. Then I got to college and was like, might as well give it a try. And I mean, that's been life-changing for sure, being a part of those.
Tanner, let's talk about Student Development Board, because you're in the midst of that now.
Yeah, I forgot to say that.
No, yeah, but that's okay. But I want you to kind of unpack that and not maybe give your whole presentation, but but talk about the project you're working on, your partner that you're working on that with, and then what the goal is for that, and maybe even some successes that you've already had.
Awesome. So me and Cece, she's a sophomore, part of the ladies' soccer team. And so we took on the task of funding for the LCU Student Plaza. And so what that is the Student Activity Plaza, because we are going to have two new sand volleyball courts, two new pickleball courts, and then a pavilion right outside of the new dorms, the Gullah Hall. And so I'm super excited about that and just for the community that's going to develop at that place, because I know I'm sad that it won't be done during my time here, but just for everyone a part of the community. I know when I was in high school, it was kind of a thing to go to the tech rec courts and be able to, obviously they can't close those off. Those are open to the public. And so a lot of high schoolers would go play sand volleyball there or whatever sport they had going on at that time. So I'm excited for LCU to have a place like that for youth groups, for high school students, just to make LCU a part of their life before they're even necessarily here.
How big a project is this, Tanner? Like from a dollar amount, because, you know, you talk about sand volleyball courts and pickleball, that's like a lot of stuff, you know, if you want to build that kind of stuff. So how big a project is that, and how are you doing?
So this is a $210,000 project, and we've been blessed enough to raise $130,000 of that. So we're over halfway towards our goal, and I'm confident that we'll be able to hit that by the end of the semester. So
you're a student. You're a student that is raising how much? $130,000?
Yes, sir.
I mean, how are you doing that? Really? Like seriously, how does that happen?
We need to hire him in our office.
It's really, I mean, a lot of it is just being blessed to be in the circumstance to speak about something that I'm passionate about as far as enhancing the student experience here at LCU. A lot of it's just the generous donors and the community partners that we have here at LCU. And so very blessed to just be able to stand in front of those people and just talk about something that I'm passionate about.
So you went in front of a company, and does the plaza have a name yet?
Yes, it is the Prosperity Bank Plaza.
So. Okay, so you, I would assume, went to Prosperity Bank.
Yes, sir.
And you were standing in front of like all these big wigs and saying, hey, give and support to this project, and they supported that project.
It was kind of surreal to sign that contract. Definitely the most money I've ever signed a contract for.
So for that, they get naming rights or?
Yes, so it'll be the Prosperity Bank Plaza, the whole outside area. But now we're doing funding for the pickleball courts. So say it was like the Raymond Richardson pickleball courts, yeah. Or the yesterday we went to United for one of our practice runs. And so say it's the United courts at the Prosperity Bank Plaza. So that's the funding we're working on right now.
It's cool.
And so I'm excited to see who is going to, the pickleball courts and the volleyball courts are going to be named after.
Did you ever think you would be doing that kind of stuff at LCU? Because that's kind of adulting already, isn't it? You know?
It is, yes, sir. Honestly, not at LCU, but that's why I was so interested in the Student Development Board, is this is the type of stuff, just honestly talking money, going out, meeting people, what I want to do in my future career. And so I'm super thankful for this opportunity to start pretty much ahead of a lot of people. I mean, I know not very many people get to do this and get to gear themselves up for their future like I am part of the Student Development Board.
You know what I love about both of y'all, it just came to my mind, was both of y'all have worked on a project at the Student Development Board that you're not going to see happen until after you leave.
But that says a lot about
really
them.
Says a lot about it their does. Character. Yeah. I mean, you want to see the best for LCU. Mm-hmm. It's not about you. It's not about, you know, your friends or whatever. It's about LCU and making LCU a better place for the people who are coming behind you.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I think that's a really cool thing that y'all have in common. So.
Thank you.
What else do they have in common?
They're both like model-like. I mean, they both could be on the cover of any magazine. They're both very good leaders. They're both very well-spoken. Both of y'all on the Student Development Board have done a phenomenal job presenting yourself with lots of confidence and passion behind what you're doing. So that's another thing.
I just wanted you to say they're sweet on each other. So that's what I was going for.
Well,
hey, we'll take
I was trying to keep it professional here.
Tanner, when you look at your time at LCU, what means the most to you?
Ooh, that is tough. And I get sad talking about it just because the relationships that I've built here mean the most to me, just because I'm confident that that's something that's not going to stop when I graduate here in 6 weeks, which is crazy. But just the way that I've been invested in during my time here, whether it's other students or especially staff and faculty that have taken time to intentionally pour into leadership skills that I didn't know that I had, didn't even see in myself that they saw in me, and helped me try to bring those out and use those to just serve the kingdom and gear myself up for my future career.
Tell us a little about that future career. What do you want to do?
That is a great question, and that's what I've been trying to figure out the last few months.
You just got a few weeks now.
Yes, exactly. And so I've been talking to several of my just mentors, business mentors here. Being from Lubbock, I've been able to kind of generate a little network of people that I've been able to really kind of pick their brains and just ask them questions. And so I'm hopeful that something will develop here in the next couple of weeks. But till then, just praying about it.
Yeah. It's the best thing to do.
His name is Tanner Higgins. If you're listening to this show and want a really good
yes.
finance, any of that kind of stuff,
business,
banking, business, You may be the first one to the table if you can give them a call soon.
Start his internship, May 6th?
Yes, exactly.
Not internship. No, he needs a real job.
He needs a real job, doesn't he?
That was for the last few years of internships.
Yeah. Now we need to hire you.
Okay, so your favorite professor?
I knew you were going to ask me that because you asked Chloe that, but I was trying to think of my answer, and I just can't. I've had class with Haley Burton pretty much every single year, and she's really taken time to invest in me. Dr. Sauerwein, as much as I just don't like accounting, he has really taken time to personally invest in me. And so those would probably be two. Obviously, Bumstead is up there too. I just keep thinking of more. But
hey, tell me about that. So there's a class called Faith in Business. Did you take that class or are you in that class?
I took it last semester.
What is that about?
Oh, that class is awesome. I would definitely, the more I think about it, I would probably, nothing against all the other LCU professors, but Matt Bumstead would probably be my top one. But Faith in Business, it's really, so the business world can be scary for people like me that have got to, I mean, you get to read in the newspaper and see how your faith isn't necessarily glorified in the business world. It's a lot of greediness, a lot of going after your own selfish desires. And that's what we talk about in Faith in Business, is how are we going to kind of gear ourselves up towards going out into this workforce and being lights for Jesus, even in the business world where that's not necessarily glorified.
That's cool. All right, so we're going to wrap up here on segment three. Tanner, you've done a great job on the Student Development Board, but you are a godly man. And more than anything, that's what we love and appreciate and see in you so much. So
well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm
thankful that God has crossed our paths and God has brought you to LCU, because I think we know some of those reasons, but I think there are more reasons to come in the future. So thanks for being a part of the community at LCU.
Well, I appreciate it. It's done a lot for me.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa, let's take a break, and then we'll come back to wrap up the show. You're listening to The Chapin Show on 99.1 Chap Radio. All right, welcome back to The Chapin Show on 99.1 Chap Radio. Hey, thanks for tuning in today and being a part of this show and our great guest, Chloe Menard and Tanner Higgins. Lisa, so when's commencement? It's coming up.
It is coming up May 4th.
Okay, and so we have two friends right here that will be a part of that graduation ceremony.
Yes.
But our flags go out in the city in
they
Lubbock.
They do. They go out May 2nd, Thursday. They usually go out that day, and they come back in on Sunday. So if you are listening and you want to be a part of putting those flags out, give me a call, because I've got several routes I can let you do.
We have 800 flags to put out, so we would love some help. But hey, let's talk about those flags, because we did something different this last time. We talk about that.
You'll
for a
notice
second.
When you go past West End on
in the mall,
and the mall, that there will be blue and white alternating flags this time. And so that was something that we changed up. We've always put out blue flags since this program started, probably in 2017.
10 years ago,
something.
Maybe.
Yeah, close. Yeah. And so this time we kind of mixed it up a little and did the blue and white. It's really a pretty combination. I've heard a lot of people talk about it.
You know, out of all the things that we do on campus, and we host events and we do a bunch of fun stuff, we hear more comments about the flags.
Yes.
Because it's just present in Lubbock. It's there.
Yes.
You can't avoid it. You see it.
Yeah. And every time I go to, and I just went to like Mega Marketing, where you're talking to other businesses in town, and I always say, well, we've got this program called the Community Partners Program, and we put the flags out, and every single one of them, we're like, I've seen those flags. They're everywhere. So it's really good that they're pretty much all over town.
So commencement is on May the 4th.
Yes.
Be with you. And then May the 3rd. Is alumni awards.
Alumni awards.
Yeah, talk about that for a second, because that's a big deal.
So we won't reveal who they are.
No, we can't
yet. But we will say you have Young Alums of the Year, you have Distinguished Alum of the Year, You have the Casey Mosier Award. You have the Casey Mosier is the service to
the kingdom. Okay.
And then the FW Maddox is service back to the university.
Okay.
And then we also have the Gary and Pat Estep Award, which is more of a science award and their accomplishments in the science field.
We're also given an LCU Lifelong Legacy Award at this. So it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really big event.
A lot of people and really fun people to celebrate. So I would encourage everybody to sign up and RSVP for that for May 3rd. It's at 11:30 to 1 and the Baker Conference Center.
All right, so we are in the midst of March Madness. So let's start with Tanner. Who's your pick to win March Madness?
Houston, for sure.
Okay, Chloe?
UConn.
Oh, all right.
Between them, wow.
Lisa?
I have Houston.
Houston?
Yep.
I have Lubbock Christian.
No, you don't.
Yes. I think they're going to give us another opportunity to come back, and then we're going to sweep it. And if LCU doesn't get that invitation, then I'm going Houston.
Okay.
You know, last year I got to go to the Final Four in Houston, and it was a bunch of 3 seeds, 5, 8, and 9 or something like that. So the Final Four were no number one seeds.
Yeah.
And everything that was just said right now is number one seeds. So we have 3 Houstons and 1 UConn. Mm-hmm. And we can go back and play this. So, Chloe, if you're the right one in the bunch, then you can rub it all in our face, okay?
I will.
We'll make that announcement.
Yeah. All right. That's going to wrap up the show. To Chloe and Tanner, we love you guys. We're thankful for you. You are loved by many people on this campus. So thanks for being a part of this show today. Lisa, any closing words before we finish up?
I was just going to say we're going to miss y'all. And so thankful that we got to interact with you for the last 4 years. Yeah. So it's been fun. Been a blessing.
Has been a blessing. So we're going to sign off on Chapin Radio. Our next show is April 25th. So tune in live. For that show, again, this is Raymond Richardson
and Lisa Fraze,
and you're listening to 99.1 Chap Radio.